This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Al-Maghrib has some of the most hardworking instructors and volunteers, administrators, and it's just the brotherhood of coming together to seek knowledge and coming together to teach others the opportunity to have access to so many people and to work with people who are very professional in trying to convey the message of Islam in the best possible way. At the beginning, there wasn't much out there. You know, if you were to look just at YouTube or even social media, if you wanted to learn about Islam or even lectures, there was nothing out there. We were just buying CDs, and some people were still using cassettes at that time. Even that was that transition period, and there wasn't much out there. And so when Al-Maghrib came, it was revolutionary, and it gave the opportunity to so many people in the West to seek knowledge in a structured way, even though it was just basic and it was just the beginning. But it gave those who were thirsty for knowledge. And when that started the trend also of seeking knowledge. And of course, later on, other institutions came about and other means and ways in which people learned, especially through the internet and with the development of the internet and social media. So many more doors have opened up, but still the foundation that was set and the people who started seeking knowledge day, many of the Al-Maghrib students actually became some of the more prominent members in their communities. And it did change a lot. And it wasn't just, of course, some of it was gradual, but I actually did see even a change in the community from one weekend to the next because of the classes. Going around the city, going around the United States and around the world, to see many of those who were in Al-Maghrib classes and the volunteers have being so influential in the community, you can see that change. And it's one of the things that motivates the instructors, myself and the other instructors also, to keep on going, to try to give our, to continue, to give whatever we can, to do whatever we can to convey this message, because you can see the difference. And also, so many people have approached me, even with just a simple lecture that I may have given, or a class and a talk and so forth, and they would tell me, this is the first class, and that was the beginning of them changing and being better. And also, it was the beginning of them, their path of seeking knowledge. And that in itself is very inspirational. And, all you can do is you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu accepts from us. One of the amazing things about Al-Maghrib is, it started with, this is how, the foundation of Al-Maghrib and the reason for starting Al-Maghrib. When I was with Sheikh Muhammad Sharif, even in Medina, it was to give people the opportunity to learn and to make full use of technology and also modern techniques in conveying this message. And it was one of the core things. And one of the things that Sheikh Muhammad Sharif, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, that he mentioned from the very beginning, that we need to make use of this, because when we were in Medina, some of the teachers actually were, alhamdulillah, there were so many great teachers. But there were some teachers who would, as soon as they started speaking, it was like sleeping gas coming out of their mouth. and so I know as a result of that, he said, if we could do something to change, to have the people of Medina learn speech techniques and how to convey this message better. They're very knowledgeable, but if we can only improve on this aspect, it would make such a big difference. And so we were always at Al-Maghrib, we're always trying to make use of whatever technology, whatever benefit or techniques that we can use to convey this message, we try to do our very best. And sometimes by doing this, you do get a lot of opposition. And right now, even though many people are so used to coming together in halls and learning and seeking knowledge the way that Al-Maghrib is done, but at the beginning, that there was a lot of opposition. And because anything that's new, and even in terms of the technique that is used for the da'wah and so forth, you're going to have people who will oppose to it, and then eventually people see it and see the benefits of it, and it starts to be accepted, and not only accepted, but also copied. And I think as long as we try to do our very best to give our efforts and do so sincerely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will put blessing in our actions, and we ask that Allah accept it from us. As Muslims, of course, we want to contribute. We want to do all that we can. And why should a person contribute to Al-Maghrib? Number one, the first thing is, when you're contributing to an organization or an institute that's trying to spread knowledge, the first thing is a sadaqah jariyah. You do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's an investment. And when you're trying to invest in something, you want to invest in that which will bring the best proceeds, and that will help you, inshallah, not only in this life, but also after you're in the grave 100 years from now, that the reward will continue to come to you even after you are no longer here. And so the first thing is, when you're supporting any institute that teaches people, anytime people learn from it, from one generation to the next, and from one group to from person to person, as long as they are still teaching that knowledge that they've learned, you're going to get the benefit of it. And you don't even, sometimes you can't even imagine the reward that will come to you. And so that's the first thing. Second thing, also, you want to contribute, and you want to be able to, whether you're volunteering or contributing financially, you want to know that, you know, the money is being used properly. And of course, you know, with Al-Maghrib, alhamdulillah, we have it's a very professional environment. Everything is transparent, everything is clear. And you can see the results. You can see the people. You can see the effect it has on the community. And also contributing and volunteering, doing so increases, of course, you know, to bringing more people in and participating. When you're contributing from that aspect, you're only magnifying your reward. One of the things that really that stands out and that I remember and I appreciate is the fact that, you know, when we started Al-Maghrib, we started with very humble beginnings. I still remember the times when we got together, to the point where I still remember that we would share hotel rooms, literally, from the very beginning. And so you might see like Al-Maghrib with all of the halls and the decoration and also the recording and the website and everything like that. But at the beginning, you have to start somewhere, right? So in Maryland, of course, and when I went to Sheikh Muhammad Sharif, just being with him during those times, which Al-Maghrib wasn't much, and the struggles that we had to go through, and to see where we are at right now, it just shows that if enough people are sincere, inshallah, and put in their efforts, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it prosperous and will make people benefit from it. And you'll see the fruits of it as long as you continue to, you know, to face these challenges and do so for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's, you know, just my most memorable thing is actually just from the beginning of how it started. When I first met Muhammad Sharif, actually the first thing, the first thing that I spoke to him about, the first conversation that I had with him, he spoke to me about the beginnings of Al-Maghrib. He didn't have a name for it or anything like that, but to see his vision, that he himself is just beginning to learn Arabic, properly Arabic, you know. I was in front of him and he was sitting right behind me. He was sitting right behind. I did not know him. He knew that I was from America, and I knew that he was, you know, he spoke English like an American, so I didn't know where he was from. I didn't even know that he was from Canada. Later on, of course, I found out that he's from Canada. And during one of our breaks, he tapped my shoulder. Right? He tapped my shoulder, and I turned around, and he said, his first words were, "How would you like working for me?" I was like, I turned around, this guy here, the first thing he says to me is like, "How would you like working for me?" And I was like, "Whatever, what are you talking about?" And so he starts to mention that, you know, when we go back to the United States, there are so many people who want to seek knowledge, who want to learn. They're busy. There are students who have regular school, regular classes at the university, and people who have to work in the daytime. We have to give an opportunity for people who are busy to seek knowledge, to learn this deen. And so I want to start, and he was thinking about a night school, actually. "I want to start a night school. Would you like to join me? Like, would you like to join me?" So I looked, I turned around and said, "Whatever." Whatever. I'm thinking about, who is this guy? I'm thinking, I'm going to be working for him. And after we graduated, actually, we were separated, meaning I was in Asia. And I was in Southeast Asia for a couple of years, and he was in Maryland teaching at the Islamic school there. And later on, he ended up, of course, you know, putting into practice, or putting everything, setting up Al-Maghrib from the downstairs or the basement of Al-Huda, I think, at that time. And so just, you know, how did he meet me? He met me in Hajj. I was bringing a group of pilgrims to Hajj, and he had his group also at that time. And we were about to leave, and we were at the airport in Jeddah, the Hajj terminals. And it just so happened that we had a different flight, but he saw me, and he recognized me, and he came to me, and he took my contact information. And he was already planning, you know, he was already planning and thinking about what kind of who to hire as instructor for his sort of like a weekend night class for adults and busy students or university students who are busy. So, subhanAllah, like just the beginnings of it. The thing I remembered about the teacher training and the method that Sheikh Muhammad Sharif was used was, I was always I would always think that, you know, that of course the Quran and Sunnah, like that's, we don't need anything else, we don't need any other books. And so he's using all of these help books, and he's mentioning all of them, like, "I'm getting it from this book and that book and this book," and I'm like, "Why are you reading all the, why are you wasting your time with all these books? Like, you know, we have the Quran and the Sunnah. That's all we need. That's all we need." And that's, I didn't say this to him, you know, directly, but this is part of his influence on me. And so, you know, and I always used to like read books in Arabic only. And I would like, we don't need all this stuff, you know, all this, these self-help books about even speech and so forth. And so he would summarize all of these books, of course, in those courses, or in the teacher training, or in the instructor training, and also training for the volunteers. And then I started reading some of them, and I said, "You know what? This is very helpful. It's not many of the things that they're taking from the Sunnah, but it actually helps you to understand the Sunnah and look at it from a different perspective, and it helps a lot." And so actually from that point on, I said, "Man, we should be reading these books, you're right." And so that's one of the influence he had when it came to these teacher trainings, because he's always mentioning some of these books. Those same books, I still have them, actually. I still have it in my, and you know who's reading them now? My son is reading them. like literally, he just took a couple of books and he's reading some of those old books that Muhammad Sharif suggested until to this day. From the very beginning. That's something that's very inspirational, seeing what it is right now.